Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Oisin Coyne is here with the sports news. Oisin.
Thanks, Paul. Good morning. Well, the big story today, Colm O'Rourke has stepped down as Meath senior football manager after 2 years in charge. According to the Irish Independent, he was not in a position to announce replacements for the outgoing selectors Barry Callaghan and Stephen Bray in time for the deadline set by the Meath County Board this evening, as the preferred selectors were still involved with clubs. The County Board had been undertaking a planned review of the former Sunday Game analyst's tenure since Meath's season ended in June, but he had been expected to stay on if new selectors were put forward. In a statement made this morning, Meath GAA thanked Colm and his management team for their hard work over the last 2 years. In soccer, Stephen Bradley insists Shamrock Rovers haven't given up the dream of a historic five in a row despite dropping more points against Galway United last night. The champions needed a late equaliser to draw 1-1 at Tallaght Stadium and remain fifth in the table, 10 points behind frontrunners Derry City and Shelburne, albeit with two games in hand on the Candy Stripes, who have 8 remaining and 1 on Shells. Hoops boss Stephen Bradley said there's no chance they're giving up yet.
A little bit frustrated. Some of our play was good, some of it could have been better. We know our goal is strong, and that proved to be the case tonight. We're disappointed with the goal we give away. We've got clean possession and we give away a silly pass in midfield and they punish us. So like I said, some of it was good, some of it can be better, and on another night we maybe take one of our other chances from the corners.
To give Galway credit, they were very well organised and really hard to break down.
Yeah, that's what John's teams are. They know the jobs, very well organised, and they have some good players. And we knew that before the game. They're having a brilliant season, and you can see why. They're very dangerous on set players, and you can see why they're having a good season.
So 10 points the gap now. You still have a couple of games in hand. I assume you're not throwing the towel in at this stage?
Oh, no chance. No, there's a long way to go. We just need to stay focused on us, stay focused on what we do, keep showing up, and we'll see where it takes us come the end of the season.
Stephen Bradley there speaking to LOI TV. And the Shamrock Rovers women's team are in action tonight after losing out to Galway in the Avenir All-Ireland Cup. The Hoops will be hoping to make amends and book their place in the FAI Cup semi-finals. Standing in their way is last year's finalist Shelburne. That kicks off at Tallaght Stadium from 7:45. Now, Liverpool have made it 2 wins from 2 in the Premier League with a 2-0 victory at home to Brentford. Goals in either half from Luis Diaz and Mo Salah kept the unbeaten run for the Reds. It was also a first home win under new manager Arne Slot. Now, elsewhere, Noni Madueke scored a hat-trick as Chelsea thrashed Wolves 6-2 at Molyneux to clinch their first Premier League win under new boss Enzo Maresca. And Bournemouth had a stoppage-time goal ruled out by VAR in a 1-1 draw at home to Newcastle. Also one game in the Championship, Republic of Ireland striker Callum Robinson was on the score sheet as Cardiff City drew 1-1 in their Welsh derby against Swansea. And Celtic sealed a comfortable 3-0 win at St Mirren to continue their perfect start to the Scottish Premiership. Captain Callum McGregor opened the scoring before goals from Rayo Tat and Alistair Johnston. In terms of transfers, reports in the English papers this morning that Serie A side Napoli have reached an agreement in principle with Manchester United over a €30 million deal for midfielder Scott McTominay. However, it is understood the prospective move depends on the Scotland international's willingness to leave Old Trafford and that there is significant ground still to cover. McTominay's departure would create leeway for United to bring in another midfielder, with PSG's Manuel Ugarte firmly in their sights and Premier League financial fair play rules a significant factor. In athletics, Rashida Adeleke finished fourth in the 400 metres at the Diamond League meeting in Poland yesterday. The Tallaght sprinter powered into the lead early on in Silesia but couldn't make the top three, finishing in a time of 50 seconds flat. Sarah Healy was fifth in the 1500 metres, while Nick Griggs finished 12th in the 3000 metres, with Jakob Ingebrigtsen storming to victory in that one, lowering his own world record by more than 3 seconds with a winning time of 7:17.55. In golf, Keegan Bradley held off the challenge of Adam Scott to claim victory at the BMW Championship, shooting an even par 72 to finish 12 under after his final round. Rory McIlroy finished in a tie for 11th on 6 under after a closing 71, while Shane Lowry was a shot behind after carding the same score. McIlroy will start the Tour Championship on 4 under, while Lowry on 3 under par. Elsewhere, Frederic Lacroix stormed to victory on his maiden DP World Tour title after a stunning four-shot win at the Danish Golf Championship as Lucas Bjerregaard faded on the final day. The Frenchman overturned a four-stroke deficit during an eventful Sunday, where a brilliant bogey-free brilliant Brogy, 3.65 saw him finish on 14 under, to claim his biggest win of his career. Tom McKibben posted a 2 under par final round of 69 to climb into the top 10, 7 adrift of the lead. And Lydia Ko completed a fairy tale fortnight by adding the AIG Women's Open title at St Andrews to her Olympic gold medal from Paris. The New Zealander finished 7 under par, 2 clear of the chasing pack. Leona Maguire finished tied 37th on 4 over par, but she is among the 8 automatic qualifiers for the European Solheim Cup team to face America next month. And Lando Norris beat Max Verstappen in the Dutch driver's backyard to ignite his hopes of winning the Formula One championship. Norris might have feared the worst after he allowed Verstappen to blast ahead of him following another poor start, but Norris silenced 105,000 orange-clad fans when he slipstreamed his way back their hero by 18 laps out of 72 before delivering an emphatic win to cross the line 22.8 seconds clear of Verstappen.
I think from quite early on, actually, from probably like 5, 6, 7, I expected Max to start pushing and get a bit of a gap, and he never did. So from that point, I knew we were in with a good fight. But he seemed to just keep dropping off, and my pace was getting better. So it's a nice feeling inside the car, and especially when I got past, you know, I could just get comfortable, I could push, I had clean air, and that's always a big help.
Lando Norris there. Now to cycling, Britain's Adam Yates took a sensational victory on stage 9 of the Vuelta a España. The UAE Team Emirates rider crossed the line 1 minute and 39 seconds ahead of Richard Carapaz in Granada yesterday. Irish cyclists Eddie Dunbar and Darren Rafferty finished in 27th and 76th respectively. That keeps Cork's Dunbar in 23rd in the general classification, while Rafferty has improved to 95th. Australian Ben O'Connor retains the red jersey heading into tomorrow's Stage 10. The riders have a rest day today. In tennis, the first round of the US Open gets underway this afternoon. Casper Ruud and Alexander Zverev and Andrei Rublev are all in action in the men's draw later. Meanwhile, the women's draw will see defending champion Coco Gauff and fellow Americans Madison Keys and Emma Navarro all take the court in Flushing Meadows. 2022 finalist Ons Jabeur will not be taking part after withdrawing due to injury over the weekend, while men's title holder Novak Djokovic gets his tournament underway tonight. And finally, there's 2 race meetings at home today. The first of a 7 race card in Downpatrick is off at 5 to 2, while the action in Ballinrobe gets underway at 5:10.